letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 6, and this is letter number 1740, and this is dated, Baruch Hashem, the 28th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe is sending this to the Organization of Women and Daughters of Chabad in Israel, Eretz HaKodesh, the Bonne V'Sikoinen, Baruch V'Sholom. The Rebbe is addressing them. They founded this organization. They had a youth organization, and they had a special women's and daughters of Chabad organization. And the Rebbe says, it is known how much our sages of blessed memory spoke highly of the greatness of the Jewish women and their privileges, that they are the ones that brought about the redemption and the salvation individuals, and also for the Klal Yisrael, for the Jewish people as a whole, during times of troubles, Rachmana Litzlan, may God protect us. Our fathers, our teachers, the holy leaders of Chabad, especially my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles, they emphasized the great... The Rebbe emphasized the special role of the Jewish women in general, and the women of Chabad in particular, during these days. And my father-in-law, the Rebbe, has written that one of his main intentions of publicizing his talks was to bring a benefit and to provide material, fitting material, for the women of Chabad, the daughters of Chabad, in their education and in their service as it pertains to themselves and also as well as to others. So to go into this is extra at great length. So, fitting with the above, and as a follow-up to the organization of Neshei Ubnois Chabad, the women and daughters of Chabad in the Holy Land of Israel, I am here to suggest some headlines from a work plan for them in general. Number one, it includes the work as far as it goes for themselves. Now, so what is that? So first of all, is to get together for on regular times to study the portion of the week, matters of the holidays before the holidays, dinim, laws are similar to that. And number two, to study the fitting maimorim, that is the Hasidic discourses, and the sikhas, who mainly discuss the principles of the teaching of Hasidus, its customs, the Hasidic instructions, and that way to strengthen the spirit of Hasidus and the light of Hasidus in their homes. The second thing the Rebbe says is how the women should work as far as influencing others, how they should pertain to others. Number one, to put an effort with more vigor, first of all, to the benefit of another who is close, which means their own educating, their own sons, their own daughters, and also educating the sons and daughters of Israel, which are in their surroundings. And number two is to conduct an energy to strengthen the matters of Judaism in general, and Taras HaMishpacha, family purity, kashrut, kosher, and education that is kosher, especially. These are the specific areas which the Rebbe is suggesting for the women to go ahead and put their efforts in. And number three, to put an effort to strengthen the institutions that provide kosher education in general, especially to take an active role in all Chabad education, no institutions that are in the Holy Land, especially as far as organizing the eating, the sleeping, supervising on the cleanliness, the dress, etc. And may the Noyam Hashem Aleihem, the pleasantness of Hashem, be upon them, and on their activities to bring fruits and fruit of the fruits, that it should be a proud for Yisroel Sova, for the elder Yisroel, means for Yaakov Avinu, but for the entire Jewish people, and for the beauty of Chabad, their conduct. With blessing, so that each one of you should have all what their needs for themselves, for their family members, both physically and spiritually. So here the Rebbe was very much in creating these various different organizations, and to empower each one of the organizations and guide them, encourage them, and give them a mission statement to go ahead for the general mission, and everybody in their area to excel in areas that they could and that they should, and then all together you get the whole picture, get all of the activities of Chabad and all of its branches to be able to bring Mashiach down to the world. But this is, you see, how the Rebbe gave attention, especially. The Rebbe, throughout his leadership, would always make sure that he give a special get together for the women, and the Rebbe would always speak in the influential and most important role that women have for the Jewish people as a whole, as the Rebbe mentions over here. But the Rebbe would constantly make special get-togethers for the women. But even in the general get-togethers, the Rebbe would always speak on the important and great, and I guess only the women can really do it. The Rebbe relied heavily on the women to do what is necessary. And we see this in this letter as well.